92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
Dude named Howard is on the phone for a second date update today, and he said he met the girl he wants to call at a baseball game, which is probably a good place to meet somebody.
Awesome. You're
throwing back a bunch of beers, getting a little drunk, cursing at the players. And you meet someone else who's just yelling at the players too, and you guys,
yeah,
just, you know,
heckling,
yeah,
together.
Talk about how terrible the team is and all that kind of stuff, and then just bond. So is that what happened, Howard? Is that how you met the girl you want to call?
Actually, it was at my son's Little League baseball game.
Oh, okay.
I know. I read your email, so I said, oh, you're probably.
Please tell me you weren't heckling.
Or getting wasted.
I was cheering them on. It's only positive at the Little League game.
Okay.
Good.
You didn't say you weren't drunk, though. So I'm taking it as you're still drunk. What's her name? Who do you want to call today? What's her name?
Her name's Abby.
Abby, all right. And how did you meet her at the game? Have you guys known each other for a while or something?
Well, we actually met at the game.
Okay.
I'm a single parent, and so I have 2 5-year-old twin boys, and one of which is on this team. And I've been divorced for a couple of years, and it's just been kind of difficult getting back into the dating game.
Yeah.
It's hard to find a nice single girl who's available.
Was Abby a mom of one of the players on the team?
Yeah, so she was at the game, and her kid is on the same team. And I've actually heard my kid talking about her kids at school, and, you know, they're buddies.
So you know of her. I mean, you've met her before.
I had not met her before, but I knew about her kid through my kid.
Okay.
Were you grilling your son like, hey, 5-year-old son, is she single? Do you know? She's still married?
He had no information whatsoever for me. He's not helpful in that regard at all.
Yeah, teach him to be a better wingman for sure.
Yeah. I thought I had an inside man, but he wasn't it. So she was at the game, and I struck up conversation with her because I had recognized her, and she was really nice. So, you know, we were talking about, like, hey, we should get our kids together for, like, a play date or something like that. And she's like, oh, yeah, that'd be great.
Awesome.
But then, you know, as the game went on, we were talking more and more. And I went out on a limb, and I was like, you know what? Forget the play date. Would you like to go to dinner or something?
Let's have our own adult play date.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she said, yeah, of course, that'd be great.
Okay. So how was dinner?
I'm a little rusty. And I haven't dated in a while, but I made sure that I paid for dinner. And we talked mostly about our kids because that's really the only thing that connected us in the beginning. But
were you able to get off that subject at all? I mean, at some point you'd be like, okay, we're actually on a date. I can stop talking about my child now.
Yeah. The conversation kind of led from that. And then whenever it kind of dwindled off, then we came back to the kid and then went in another direction. Mm. So it definitely became the base for our conversation. But it was good. You know, we didn't stay on that the whole time.
Okay. So all in all, you think the date was a success?
I think so. It went really well. The only thing is when we went to leave, I was walking her back to her car, and I just don't know what to do in these situations anymore. Do I kiss her? Is that a third date thing? I don't know. But I decided to kind of go for it, and I went to kiss her, and she turned her head, and I ended up kissing her cheek.
Ooh.
All right, that's kind of an awkward end of the date.
Yeah. Do you guys think I screwed that up? I mean, should I not have tried to kiss her on the first date? I mean, should I have just been like, you know, cool, let's do a second date and call it good?
I don't know. I mean,
it depends on the situation, I guess.
Yeah, well, first date kisses aren't what they used to be. I think it's more common nowadays.
And it's so hard for us to judge now because we know you got rejected.
Yeah.
Like, if we didn't know what was going to happen, I probably would have said go for it.
Mm-hmm.
But
now.
Jubal, what do you think I should have done?
I mean, I think maybe you moved too slow. Both of you guys have kids. I mean, you guys should have just invited her back to your place. I mean, you guys have been there, done that before. It's not like, you know, it's not like new territory there as far as that's concerned.
Oh, you know, I didn't even think about that. Maybe I wasn't moving fast enough.
maybe that's it.
Like you say, you're really rusty at dating. I mean, is she back into the dating scene recently too? Like maybe she's just rusty too and she didn't know.
It seemed like she was a little bit more experienced in the dating thing. Like she had some kind of like, it seemed like she had done this before recently.
Okay.
But again, it was both of our first dates. So, and I didn't know if I had overstepped some bounds or anything like that.
Mm.
So,
okay. Did you make plans to hang out again or anything?
Yeah. So before she left, I was just like, do you want to get together? At least, you know, we could do that play date with our kids. And she was like, yeah, of course, definitely.
And so what's happened since?
I've reached out to her a couple of times, and she hasn't really responded, even about like a play date, not even our own date.
And that's okay. Awkward because your kids are on the same baseball team.
Yeah. I'm bound to see her again.
Yeah.
So I was hoping you guys could help me out with this because I just don't know. It's racking my brain on like how I screwed this up somehow.
Okay. Well, we'll play a song and then come back and call her and get your second date update. All right?
All right. Thank you.
Okay, hang on.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
Baseball games are always a good place to find love.
Yeah.
Especially a little kid's baseball game because, let's face it, you're not paying attention to what's going on the field. Neither are the kids. They don't even want to be there. Most of them are by the outfield fence like picking dandelions or something. Yeah. So not a lot of action, and that's why Howard is on the phone for a second date update today. Struck up a conversation with a girl named Abby, and they ended up going out on a date, but now she's not calling him back. And even in Little League, there's no, like, winners and losers anymore. They don't even keep score. So Howard, I guess, won that day.
Hey, I guess.
With a date. But now,
technically,
now he's got a big L because she's not calling him back. So, Howard, you went from big winner to big loser. How does that feel?
Not great. I mean, I'm in a big state of, like, where did I go wrong here?
You can't think of anything you did wrong because I feel like because your kids play on the same team, even if she didn't want to go out with you again, she'd give you a courtesy call just to keep things friendly. For her not to call you back at all, I think is bad.
I mean, maybe she wants to confront me at the game about it. I don't know.
That would be awkward.
Yeah, it would be.
Shouting at you in the stands. Who knows? All right, well, I'm going to dial her phone number right now and see why she's not calling you back, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Abby, please?
This is she. Who's this?
Abby, how are you? This is Jubal from the radio show Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
What?
Yeah.
Hi, Abby.
Hi. This is so weird. Why are you guys calling me?
Well, I'm calling you because we got an email about you from somebody who listens to the show.
Okay, that's just as weird. Who emailed you about me?
His name is Howard.
Okay.
That's less excited.
Abby, we do this thing on our show called the Second Date Update. I don't know if you know what that is or not, but that's if you go out on a date with somebody and then end up not wanting to see them again, they can email us to get you on the phone and ask what happened. So Howard emailed us and told us about your date, and he also can't figure out why you're not calling him back.
Well, let's just say that I won't be interested in getting involved with him anytime soon.
I think he knows that.
Yeah, wait. I think he's figured that out. We're trying to figure out why.
Yeah.
Okay. I know Howard through Little League because my son plays. And both, actually, our kids are friendly with each other, which is nice. Mm-hmm. But the other day at one of the games, we were getting along pretty well, and he was very forthcoming, and he asked me to dinner, and I was like, yeah.
Yeah, he told us about your date, and he said that everything was great.
He said it was great?
Yeah, he thought it was fantastic. He did say at the end of the date, he leaned in to try to kiss you, and you kind of turned your cheek. It didn't seem like you wanted to have a first date kiss.
I think that what happened during the dinner is we talked a little, we're both divorced, so naturally that's going to come up.
Yeah.
And he sort of overshared.
Overshared about his divorce?
Yeah, about how the divorce happened, pretty much.
Okay.
I mean, what would be oversharing?
Oversharing would be sharing the fact that he hooked up with his kid's nanny.
Whoa!
He hooked up with his kid's nanny, and that's why he got a divorce?
I mean, it was more than, like, hooked up. I guess they were together for some time.
Oh.
So he shared with you on your first date that the reason he had a divorce was because he was having an affair with the nanny.
Yeah, like a full-blown affair with the nanny.
Okay, well,
that's a bit of a TMI, I think.
But a good reason for divorce, so at least he has that.
And he's honest?
He was a little bit, like, sort of, like, remorseful about it. And then this also kind of made me mad because he was doing that thing where he was like, well, you know, my wife was being a little withholding. She wasn't giving me the attention she used to. And I'm like,
oh, God.
Yeah, that's an excuse.
Yeah, it is. It's always an excuse. I mean, I bought some new shorts, and she didn't comment on my shorts, you know?
So
I was like, well, I'm just going to start banging the nanny. At least she likes my shorts.
Yeah, but here's what's crazy, and that I can't believe that he shared with me on a date. He was going to take all his kids to Disney, right? And then I guess the mother found out about the affair. So they were like, well, we're not doing a family trip. And he said that he still went on the trip to Disney with the nanny.
What? Ooh, wait, weird. No kids or kids with them?
It's your new mommy.
No kids. He took the nanny to Disneyland.
Oh, wow. What?
So wait, okay, hold on. That's a lot of information on a first date.
Yeah.
I know.
It's a lot.
Yeah, especially, you know, when you're just starting to date somebody, you might have questions. If they got a divorce because they were having an affair with the nanny and then had a trip scheduled to Disneyland with their kids and everything else, but then blew that off to just take the nanny there, might raise a flag or two.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's crazy. I can't believe that he would think that any date would be going well if that is information that I'm getting.
Okay, yeah. Okay. But so, yeah, to look at the other side, though, like, he definitely overshared, but it was what was going on with his life, and at least he was honest about it.
I don't know. Like, I feel like he was trying to make excuses for himself, like, that he just sort of, like, fell into an affair with his children's nanny.
Excuse me, I have something to say here.
Oh.
I'm sure you do.
Wait.
Yeah, I've got a lot to say.
What is going on right now?
Abby, that's Howard. He was actually on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
What? I don't want to talk to him.
It's a little too late now.
Yeah, he's here.
Yeah, I just got to jump in here. Abby, I really wish you would have told me that that was an issue. I mean...
What? Who would that not be an issue for?
We were talking about our divorces. You were open. I was being open about it, and I was being truthful and honest. And, like, yeah, it was a mistake, but that was a long time ago. That was nearly 2 years ago.
Wait. Howard, you told me that you guys were involved for 6 months.
Oh.
That's a relationship, as far as I'm concerned.
I don't think you understand, though. Yes, it was a mistake, but she's really hot.
What?
Well, there you go. I mean, yeah, that's fine then, right?
Yeah. No wonder you're a man who can't control his urges.
And I already told you that my marriage was not going very well. It was already falling apart, and she was there.
Uh-huh. I don't need any convincing. I mean, she sounds really hot.
Oh, he's the victim. Yeah.
Dude, oh my God. Howard, I was all for, like, second chances for you, but you don't sound like you even understand what you did.
Yeah.
Wait. Guys, you're not getting the best part of everything. She still works for him, this nanny.
What?
Oh, what?
Howard, the nanny that you had an affair with is still your nanny?
Yes, she is really, really great with the kids. But we are
there are many people that can be great with kids.
Oh, my God. Oh. I have to pick my jaw up off the floor. I cannot believe that.
Can you please let me finish? Please. It is no longer a thing. She works for me. And she is in her own thing, her own relationship, and I am not a part of that.
Yeah.
Okay. I really don't think it's going to happen again.
You don't think?
You don't think it's going to happen again, but she is hot. So.
Oh, my God.
You could,
I'm
maybe.
I'm pretty sure that's why she's still on the payroll, just in case she comes around again, right?
Oh.
Oh, my God.
You don't understand how hard it is to find good childcare, and I'm not just going to fire her because, you know, I happen to have had a relationship with her for 6 months.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. I think the nanny sleeping with the husband disqualifies her as good childcare.
Yeah.
Like, that is, she's out.
Whatever. I'm not firing her. I mean, she's good at her job. She's good with the kids. I'm not getting rid of her. And besides, like, Abby, I'm only interested in a relationship with you. That's it.
Oh, that's romantic. Aww. That is romantic. Abby,
very,
would you like to go on a second date with Howard? We'll pay for it.
Are you crazy?
Did you just hear that romantic comment, though? Listen, I used to bang my nanny for 6 months, but you're the one I want. It's pretty nice.
Maybe instead of talking to me about a second date, you should call up the nanny.
Oh!
I told you, her and I are over, and it was her choice, and I respect that.
Yeah.
So you're not even the one that ended it.
You were dumped by the nanny.
Abby, are you sure? Because I think you're missing out on this one, man. I really do.
Totally. Yeah.
So you don't want to go out with Howard again.
Hey, Howard, I do not want to go out with you again, nor do I want to sit with you at any Little League game in the future either, okay?
Okay, let's keep our kids out of this, all right?
Oh, yeah. You are being a little unfair. I think you should be able to sit next to you.
Listen, this whole thing got out of hand. I just want you to be able to meet this nanny.
Why would I meet her?
square that away.
Okay, so
why would I meet her?
Because then you could understand how hot she was.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I got it. Yeah. Brooke and Jubal in the morning.